bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
Did y'all see that movie? Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin were in the movie. And Dolly Parton debuted in the movie. Grammy-winning number one song written and originally performed by Dolly Parton.
They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
If you let it. Yes, indeed. And of course, Miss Parton doesn't have to worry about doing a 9 to 5 where she is just being driven crazy. Her own version of I'll Always Love You was a big commercial success. It topped the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart twice in 1974 and 1982. Then, of course, as many of you know, Miss Houston, Whitney Houston, made the song a hit all over again when she recorded a version for The Bodyguard, the 1992 film. It was number one for 10 weeks in the UK charts and for 14 weeks on the US charts. And how about this? You know, I told you about, you know, keeping the money rolling, right? In 2012, after Whitney Houston's death, the song I Will Always Love You had another resurgence. The proceeds from Dolly's latest album, they say, won't be adding to her fortune. Why? Because they're going to be going to the Imagination Library. Set up in 1995, its goal is to improve child literacy by distributing free books to children, get this, in the U.S. and Canada, and the UK and Australia. Free books to children in all four of those nations. Improving child literacy. Wow. Okay. Would you say that that's kind of gives us an idea of why some people who have worked for her would say this lady has a heart of gold and we love working for her? Dolly says that her own impoverished childhood in Tennessee is what inspired the library, and it's actually shaped her attitude to money in general. Being brought up poor means that she doesn't take things for granted, and no matter how much money she makes, she says she will always count her blessings quicker and more often than she counts her money. Could we use more people like that? She will always count her blessings quicker and more often than she counts her money. She's always realized the value of a dollar. So now, even if she goes into a store, now remember now, somebody who conservatively has a net worth of $500 million. Going to a store, she says it's really hard for her to pay a huge amount of money for one item. Because she'd be thinking, what could mommy and daddy have done with that? How many of you, sometimes you have, you know, a little bit of change on you. You go into a store and you have in mind what you want to buy. You pretty much know what you want to buy. and you think to yourself, I would like to get such and such an item. And you find it, you look at the price, and you say, wait a minute, hold on, hold on. They want me to pay how much for that? And you look at it, you think about it for a minute or two. Sometimes you'll go ahead and buy it, right? But a lot of times, even though we have the money on us, we'll say, nope, not happening. And you leave. You had the money. You truly had the money. Had you spent the money on that item, spent what they were asking for, you never would have missed it. Literally, you would not have missed that money that you would have paid for that item. But you did not want to pay what they were asking for that item. So you said, you know what? It's not that important. And you left that item right where you found it and took your money with you. Well, that's kind of how Dolly Parton is. She look at the price of something, and if she's just not crazy about that price, yes. How old is she? When is the last time you saw Dolly Parton? And when I say saw it, I don't necessarily mean in person, period. On TV, online, in a magazine. When's the last time you saw her? How old would you say she is? When is the last time you heard her sing? How old would you say she is? Well, would you believe that Dolly Parton is approximately 71 years old? Approximately 71 years old, and she's still going strong. Her career, as I mentioned, has spanned more than five decades. And following her Glastonbury performance in 2014, she's reached a whole new audience. A whole new audience. Now, how many people, how many artists, number one, can say, you know what? I've been really fortunate. I have been in the music career, the music business, the singing business, whatever, for 50 years now. For her, it's been more than 50. But how many can say they have been in it for 50 years? Now, I'm not saying no one can say this, because I know that's not the case. But how many can say I've been in it for 50 years? And how many can say I've just been fortunate enough to tap into a new audience? I have a whole new audience listening to my songs now. That's amazing. 71 years old. What's the secret of her longevity? She says, I think a lot of people can relate to me because of my upbringing and because I'm from a big family. So Dolly's perspective is that a lot of people probably see her as an aunt or an older sister or a cousin. She's been around so long that she is part of their family. So what is she hoping? That this loyal fan base will support some ambitious plans to expand her empire. Can you imagine that? Early 70s, and she's still looking at doing more. The Dreammore Hotel at Dollywood opened in 2015. It's doing well. She's thinking about franchising it. She'd also like to do more kids projects and launch a line of wigs, cosmetics, and clothes. 71 years old, you know what she says? I've still got a lot to do. We'll be right back.